Ever get the urge to just like escape? Pack a bag, grab a tent, and disappear into the wilderness.
Oh, absolutely. The call of the open road, the allure of the unknown. It's a powerful thing.
Right. And it seems like everyone's always chasing these like Instagram-worthy adventures these days. But today, we're diving into a story that, well, it makes you rethink the whole bigger is better idea when it comes to adventure.
Sounds intriguing. What's the story we're tackling?
Dante and Dodge's Backyard Camping Adventure. And just from the title alone, you get this sense of like childhood nostalgia, you know, those summer nights, pitching a tent, the whole nine yards.
I'm already getting flashbacks to fireflies and s'mores. So,
Yeah.
what's the twist? There's always a twist,
Oh, there's
right?
definitely a twist. See, the story starts with our intrepid explorers, Dante and Daja, these twins who are absolutely itching for a camping trip. And not just any camping trip, they want the real deal, like deep woods, sleeping under the stars, the whole shebang.
Ah, the grand expectations of youth. I can already see where this is going.
Exactly. Because instead of the wilderness trek they'd envisioned, their parents surprised them with, wait for it, a backyard camping trip.
Oh, I remember those. The classic case of childhood hopes meeting parental pragmatism.
Right. And the story really captures that feeling, that initial wave of disappointment when things don't quite live up to your, well, your 6-year-old expectations.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets interesting, right? Instead of pouting about it, Dante and Daja, they roll with it.
They embrace the backyard.
Oh, they more than embrace it. They transform it. The story talks about how they gather up all their camping gear, but instead of heading for the mountains, they turn their own backyard into this, like, untamed jungle.
Now that's what I call making the best of a situation. It reminds me of how kids have this amazing ability to find wonder in the most ordinary things. A cardboard box becomes a spaceship, a blanket fort transforms into a medieval castle.
Exactly. And suddenly their familiar backyard becomes this uncharted territory, ripe for exploration. They're discovering bugs they've never noticed before, identifying plants, and of course, no camping trip would be complete without a little spooky fun,
Right,
right?
a campfire stories, I bet they're good.
Oh, they're classic. The story mentions how they string up some twinkling lights to create their own makeshift campfire. And Dodja, she's a natural storyteller, spins this tale about a haunted forest that has Dante jumping at every shadow.
Storytelling is such a powerful tool, especially for kids. It sparks their imaginations, strengthens bonds, and let's be honest, helps them face their fears in a safe and, dare I say, entertaining way.
Absolutely. But
No?
just when they've really settled into their backyard adventure, disaster strikes.
Uh-oh. What happened? Did the imaginary bear attack?
Even better, the tent zipper breaks. Now remember, they're roughing it in the backyard, so no running inside for a quick fix.
That's a real dilemma. I'm curious to see how they handle it.
Well, this is where the story takes an interesting turn, right? Because instead of immediately stepping in to solve the problem for them, their parents encourage them to figure it out themselves.
Ah, a valuable lesson in problem solving. I like how the parents resisted the urge to swoop in and be the heroes.
Exactly. They guide them, ask questions, but ultimately, it's up to Dante and Daja to find a solution. And of course, they rise to the occasion. Daja, resourceful as ever, manages to thread some extra string through the zipper, while Dante suggests tying the tent flap to a nearby tree for extra security.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Not only did they fix the problem, but they learned valuable lessons in resourcefulness, resilience, and the power of collaboration along the way. These seemingly small experiences can have a big impact on how kids approach challenges later in life.
Absolutely. And with the crisis averted, they can finally enjoy the fruits of their labor. They roast s'mores, they watch fireflies, and even Dante, who was initially bummed about the whole backyard camping thing, he admits it wasn't so bad after all.
It's amazing how quickly our perspective can shift when we embrace the unexpected, right? They set out hoping for this grand wilderness adventure, and they ended up finding something just as magical right in their own backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, in our quest for those picture-perfect, far-flung adventures, are we overlooking the simple joys and opportunities for connection that are right under our noses? Maybe, just maybe, we could all use a little dose of Dante and Dodge's backyard wisdom.